Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Karos Megillah Ba'adar HaRishon V'nis Abra HaShanah. They'd read the Megillah in the first Adar, and then they decided to make an Adar Sheni, to make it into a leap year. Because they have till towards the end of Adar to make an Adar Sheni instead of making Nisan the next month. Karonosa Ba'adar Sheni. So now they have to read the Megillah on the second Adar. Because the Mishnah is telling us that the second Adar is the Adar that has in it the Yomtiv of Purim, and that's the one that we treat as the Yomtiv, the second Adar. Ein bein Adar HaRishon la'Adar HaSheni ala Kriyas Megillah Matanas La'Avyon. There's no difference between the first Adar and the second Adar. Only the Mikra Megillah Matanas La'Avyonim, and also, like Taisenta points out, Mishloach Manas as well, and the Suda, that they're all done in the second Adar. However, like the Rav points out, when it comes to Hespid and Tainus, they're both treated the same, that you cannot have a Hespid or Tainus on Yudalit and Tesvav in the second month, obviously. So too, you also can't have it in the first month, which is not really Purim. And the reason that the Gemara goes through why we celebrate Purim in the second month of Adar, because the Gemara says that we should be somich the gula of Purim to the gula of Pesach.